children's life where they grow up. I think that we're growing up all the time, and we always will be. My name is John Novick. I'm 22 years old, and I am a dwarf with achondroplasia. Before I was even born, my mother studied genetics in graduate school. Specifically, she had an interest in achondroplastic dwarfism that she did a study on. Achondroplastic dwarfism is the kind of dwarfism that I have. So when I was born, she had a lot of extra information and she had a lot of books to help her parent me. The definition for dwarfism is the abnormal underdevelopment of the body, characterized predominantly by extreme shortness of stature. Now, there's a lot of different kinds of dwarfism, as I mentioned before, and the most common kind is the kind that I have, which is achondroplasia. Achondroplasia is characterized by disproportionately short limbs, a normal-sized torso, large head, and with a depressed nasal bridge right here, a small face, and stubby hands, as well as the curvature of the spine. The term is dwarf or little person. One or the other is totally fine, just not midget. A lot of times midget is thrown around as the term to describe someone who has dwarfism, and not only is that incorrect, but it's incredibly offensive. I moved to New York City about a year ago, and although I consider it ultimately a good experience, it was made a lot more difficult because of my dwarfism. I grew up in a small town, and I would have, you know, negative encounters every now and then, but for the most part, I had friends and I had family who supported me. School wasn't a nightmare, and I just was able to have a pretty average childhood. A year ago, when I moved to the city, I noticed that there was a lot of people. There was a lot of people. And because of that, I had a lot of encounters. I would have people talking to me on the subway. I would have people that would harass me. And just all of these things, all of these almost daily occurrences, they would continue happening until it got to a point where I just got fed up with it. I wanted to stop telling people what happened to me, and I wanted to start showing people what happened to me. I wanted to show everyone what a day in my life was like. I was fortunate enough to be able to use this camera, which is actually known as a button camera, because the lens I'm going to be using is so tiny, it has a button cover-up that I'm going to be slipping through a shirt that will be completely unnoticeable. So, we are all packed up. The camera's all ready and going. I'm going to turn it on right now. It's rolling. And we're going to go see what we can capture. So, let's head out.
Man, I'm from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah?
What?
What do you say? Oh, no, it's okay. I appreciate that. No, it's fine.
Hey. Can I get your pictures?
No.
Do you think water to show it a little
bit? Not that I know of, no, not. I don't want to tell anyone what to do or what to think or how to feel. But instead, what I'll do is I'll ask that the next time you see someone who is different than you, think about what their day might be like. Think about all of the events of their life leading up to that point. Then think about their day and think about what part of their day do you want to be.
Thank you.